gonna take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! McKinnon touchdown.
Into the
rim.
Goes at the buzzer.
Elijah wins it. The championship.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Newcastle in the Uniontown Area High School. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you a 2A boys first round matchup between the host Scotties and the visiting Fort Cherry Rangers, presented by the Observer Reporter. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant's our floor director. Noah Tennant, Brett Gambito on the cameras. Bill Chapo producing at our downtown Washington studios. After an extended football playoff run, the Rangers won just two of their eight December games, including back-to-back home games in section play. But the Fort pulled things together to win 11 of 13 since, including last Monday's 15-point win over Manesson. Fort Cherry went to the 2A WPIL quarters and to the state semis last season. The Scotties opened the year with seven straight wins, sweeping Elwood City and Fort Cherry tournaments before a three-game losing skid around the holidays. Union has won 9 of 12 coming into the playoffs, the last 11 of those games against Section 4 opponents. Union reached the WPIL 1A semifinals and the state quarters a year ago. Our coverage of tonight's game is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an advanced surgical hospital. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Tonight's winner goes to the WPIL quarterfinals and locks up a state tournament berth. The loser's season ends a month earlier than last year. We'll take a look at the entire 2A boys bracket and the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Union, and this is a rocking house here tonight. going to be a full house. The lights are going to go out when the introduction of the starting lineups takes place, etc., etc. We have the 8-9 matchup. The host Scotties of the 8 seed, Fort Cherry the 9. Winner of this game will play the winner of the 1-16. Greensburg Central Catholic hosting Laurel. Staying on the left side of the bracket, the 4 seed in the Shannon, home tonight with Winchester Thurston, who we saw the other night eliminate Best Center. Number 5, Northgate, entertaining number 21, Springdale. It was the Springdale Dynamo who eliminated number 12, Jeff Morgan, in the prelims. On the right side of the bracket, your 2 seed, Sewickley Academy. They are home tonight with the Bentworth Bearcats, who we saw eliminate Southside, and that game on WJPA AM. The 7 seed Chartiers Houston Buccaneers home at the Fieldhouse tonight with number 10, Shenango. Number 3, Jeanette, is entertaining number 19, Brentwood. It was Brentwood who ousted West Green in the preliminaries. And number 6, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, taking on number 11, Clareton. That game, a 7 o'clock tip at Cornell. Take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by the Observer Reporter. For the Fort Cherry Rangers, 5'9 junior Gavin Grace, 6'1 junior Matt Sig, a 5'11 junior Evan Rogers, 6'2 senior Shane Cornally, and a 5'8 sophomore Ryan Huey. The Rangers going small ball lineup for tonight. We'll talk with Tom Drakely about that here in a little bit. On the Union side, for Mark Stanley, the 8 seed, coming in at 16-6, 5'11 senior Maddox Thompson, 6'2 senior Lucas Stanley, who averages 25 points a game, 6 foot sophomore Landon Eckert, averaging 10.5 a game, 6'3 sophomore Jordan Kelly, and 6'1 senior Jamel Mitchell, averaging 6 points and 5 boards a game. One of the things the Rangers know about, and interesting numbers, the Scotties, other than Lucas Stanley, are woeful at the free throw line. 23%, 50%, 50%, 52%, 37%, and that's with like 30, 40 attempts. They're woeful. You just got to know who to foul.
Well, you do, and you don't want to foul Lucas Stanley. He shoots 83% from the line. You know, one of the things that Fort Cherry is going to try to do tonight, Bob, is to contain him. I don't think you stop a good scorer like him, but you want to make it difficult on him, and they're going to play small so that they can defend a little better, and I wouldn't be surprised if they play a little of what I will call special or junk defense tonight. So we'll look for that at the start of the game.
Fort Cherry comes in 13-8, winners of 4 in a row, and 11 of their last 13. During that stretch, they've outscored their opponents 58-45. In the 8 games that started this season, the Rangers went 2-6 and were outscored almost the exact opposite, 48-55. Scotties come in 11-3 start, 5-3 since then. The 5 wins against teams below them in the standings, the 3 losses against the 2 teams above them in the standings. Like a little maintenance work happening on the one basket to our right. Well, it looked like it was cut down the nets time. They bring the ladder out and get the scissors out, and we're just starting the tournament.
That's exactly right.
We are going to be extremely busy over the next 2 weeks. Not like we haven't been busy already, but we are going to be busy, busy, busy. We have 2 basketball games on the WJPA Sports Network tonight, 2 games tomorrow, 2 games Wednesday, already 1 on Thursday. Who knows about Friday? And all kind of wrestling coming your way on Saturday once again. This time it's up a step, the 4-week grind that is the PIAA Wrestling Championship Series. Got started with WPIL sectionals last week. We go to WPIL championship tournaments this week, and that will include the AA and AAA WPIL championships. Top 7 out of AAA, top 8 in AA advance to next week's state regionals. Off the top here, big thanks to Kim Needballa, the technical staff, everyone here at Union for their assistance in getting us set up tonight. A couple of glitches got in and ran into a couple of things, so we appreciate the help here, and also appreciate the help that Nate and his crew is getting right now at Sewickley Academy, because they ended up with a couple of other issues that weren't related to the issues that we were having here tonight. But some of these ones here were of our own making, and even with that, the folks here at Union able to help us out and get us out of a bit of a pickle. Also want to say thanks to our colleagues from the Lawrence County Sports Network, and James Dotson, Lee Moan, and that whole crew. Certainly appreciate some insight that we got before we got into the house. This game and the broadcast rights to it, sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Check the get the introduction to the starters when we come back in just a moment.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
The lights are out, the spotlights are on, and time to introduce the starters here to the crowd. We have taken care of that already. Our high school basketball playoffs are brought to you by the Observer Reporter. And following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Winner advances to take on either Greensburg Central Catholic or Laurel. The loser's season ends a month early. Tip-off for Cherry and Laurel on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Clearly the winner of this game isn't Laurel, because Laurel's not playing in this game. And my apologies. Fort Cherry and Union in the opening round of the WPIL 2A boys basketball playoffs. Officials Anthony Ovio, Aaron Mickens, and Matt Barker. Tip is controlled by the Scotties. The ball crossed the timeline patiently. Landon Eckert. Look looking for a cutter. And that cutter was Lucas Stanley, who was absolutely blanketed by Ryan Huey.
Well, they are playing a little bit of a special defense here, Bob. They're guarding three man-to-man, putting two in a zone.
Ball on the perimeter, crossover by Eckert. Get the ball to the baseline, to the side of the block. Stanley trying to find a way up. Three ball for Eckert. Off the iron, rebound tipped around. Grabbed inside by Stanley. His little 10-foot fadeaway good.
Yeah, he's a, what they say, prolific scorer.
Rangers patiently through the backcourt. Now the ball into the hands of Matzig. Hand off to Cornally.
Man-to-man defense, but they're switching out front on all exchanges and all screens.
Cornally guarded by Thompson. Throw it into the corner. Finds a cutter. It's Cornally off the window, partially blocked by Jordan Kelly.
A nice cut by Cornally that time. He had a great opportunity.
Ball into Stanley's hands. Behind the back, Huey on him tight. Maddox Thompson takes the handoff. Into the circle to Mitchell. And now back out into the midcourt. One more time, it's Landon Eckert. Eckert guarded there by Evan Rogers. Kelly tried to force a pass underneath. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Rangers.
Fort Cherry doing a really solid job so far defensively, Bob. Trying to keep the ball out of the hands of Lucas Stanley.
Stanley, 24.8 points a game, 6 rebounds a game. Lob inbounds. Saved on the near sideline by Maddox Thompson. Finds Eckert through the top of the lane. Now takes a feed back. Eckert for three. That won't go. Rebound grab inside. Sig outlet quickly to Evan Rogers. Off the window, won't go. Rebound on the weak side. Try to give it back. Shot off the window again. Cornally misses point blank. Little challenge to that shot. Jordan Kelly rebounds for Union. Now Stanley, rather, across the timeline, lost the handle, got a little out of control, and knocked the ball out of bounds.
Dribbled off his foot, but you can see what Fort Cherry wants to do, and this is what I talked to Coach Briggs about. When they get an opportunity, they want to run it down the floor. They think they can beat this team down the floor.
Gavin Grace, give it off near the Union logo in the middle of the floor to Cornally, cut off by Thompson. It'll be Sieg and now Grace. Man-to-man defense for the Scotties. Hand off to Cornally. He has trouble. Penetrates. Kick it to the corner. Three ball in flight. Short rebound into the hands of Lucas Stanley after the Rogers miss. And we realize you may not see much down to our right, at least here in the first half.
No.
And I'm sure you won't see much in the second half. Nice pass from the high post to the low block. Jordan Kelly left alone to score. 4-0 Union. 5-10 to play here in the opening quarter. Dribble penetration by Rogers, and he flips it back out midcourt, not handled by Grace. Tracked it down in the backcourt, and that's a violation.
Well, one of the concerns that Coach Briggs had was, can we score enough points tonight? That's his real major concern.
Inbound lobbed into the backcourt, which there is no backcourt until the ball's possessed. And now across the line comes Thompson. Cut off at the high post, tied up, got the ball back, pulled the shot up short. Cornally with the rebound. Rangers had a man behind everybody. That was Huey, but couldn't get the ball there. Grace finds Huey in the paint. Took two hands, shoved there. Feed down low, way too tall from Sig. Trying to find a cutter at the baseline. Rogers in the turnover. 4:40 to play, first quarter. Great to have you along on WJPA FM in Washington, online WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, and FHS Network as well. Three ball, far side, off the rim, short. No follow there by Stanley, and a rebound for Fort Cherry. Ball grabbed by Huey, knocked out of bounds by Stanley.
Well, and that's what you have to do with Stanley. If he's going to take a contested shot, get right up underneath him and make it very difficult for him to get that shot off.
4:26 to play, opening quarter, 4-0. Buckets by Stanley, then Kelly, the only points. Ball knocked out of the hands of Rogers. That'll get his dribble back, trying to fight his way through. Ball taken away by Maddox Thompson. Hand off to Stanley. Pulls up in the free throw circle. In, out, and back in.
Boy, and that was contested, Bob, but he was able to elevate, create a little space, and knock it down.
Ball eventually going to end up in Matt Sigg's hands. Volleyball 10-foot line. Gets a high screen. Crossover. Can't not get past Thompson. Off to Cornelli. Take it down the paint and a foul called. He'll go to the line to shoot a couple. 3:47 to play. Opening quarter. Union 6. Fort Cherry nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Micah. He tweaked his shoulder. So did Max. And Miles did too. And while they could all use some quality PT, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to make a comeback. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized rehab plan to protect Miles' backswing and Max's throwing arm and Micah's serve. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Shane Cornelli hits one of two at the free throw line. Shot missed at the other end, just would not go for Landon Eckert, and the rebound knocked out of bounds down low for Cherry basketball.
You know, we have a low-scoring game, and I think if you could pick your poison, this is the type of game Fort Cherry would like to have.
Rogers couldn't get by Mitchell, tried to lob it back out onto the wing, and all kind of physical defense there by Maddox Thompson. Play on is the call, and we've seen that here in the early stages of the WPIO basketball tournament. Entry pass from Mitchell, intended inside, was trying to get it to Kelly, and a ball knocked loose, and the Rangers control. Sig steps into a three. It's good. First field goal of Fort Cherry comes almost 5 minutes in.
Yeah, but it was a big one by Matt Sig.
6-4 in favor of the homestanding Scotties. Eckert on the dribble along the arc, get a ball inside to Mitchell. He'll kiss it in off the glass. Third different player in the scorebook for Union. 2:45 to play, first quarter, 8-4. Union in front. Ball to the near corner. Evan Rogers has it taken away. Stolen by Jamel Mitchell.
Just careless with the dribble. You can't dribble with the defender right there.
Stanley drives, gets held up near side by Gavin Grace, and that's going to be a foul to send Stanley to the line and us to a break. 2:31 to play in the quarter here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Lucas Stanley at the free throw line hits both on the foul against Gavin Grace. 10-4 now. Union with the lead. The Rangers jump pass at midcourt. Got through, but what didn't work well for Union is Jamel Mitchell, late to the party, picks up his second foul.
They went right through the offensive player and fouled him pretty good.
Dribble drive, Sig to the hoop and scores.
How about that elevation? What an athlete. They needed it.
10-6, Union plus 4. Ball in the hands of Lucas Stanley. Ryan Huey all over, and now Sig cuts Stanley off. Feed it back up top. Eckert looked at a three, doesn't take it. Bring it near side to Maddox Thompson. Rangers made a substitution on the free throw stoppage. Nathan Wolf in the game. Stanley for three, well short. Good position inside for the Scotties. Rebound taken away. It's Wolf with the steal after the board. Sig, dribble drive, finger roll up and in. Oh, excuse me, Cornelli. My apologies.
Here's what you know about Fort Cherry, Bob. They will fight you tooth and nail defensively. They scrap.
Thompson, bounce pass through the paint. Booker forced to pass it back out. Path to the lane was stopped. Three ball, Eckert off the back iron. Far side, another rebound for Booker. He had it stolen away, but Fort Cherry player stepped out of bounds in doing so. That was Gavin Grace.
Well, he had the ball, but his back foot, Bob, was out of bounds.
And the foul. Fouls on the board are not correct. There are two fouls. There we go. Two fouls on Union. Now we get that squared away, and I think that's what the conversation was. Inbound to Jordan Kelly. He's at the top of the key, into the circle, side of the lane to Booker. Cut off, put it on the deck, try to force it out. Ball is caught and scored by Jordan Kelly. Job there by Booker. He able to fight through that little trouble he had. Pass to the near corner. Three ball in flight. Too strong. Rebound goes to the far corner. Bodies all over the place. Nice save by Cornelli. Put it off the body of Jordan Kelly.
Excellent, excellent move. That's the only chance he had to save possession there, Bob.
Breather coming for Ryan Huey. His first time out, he has been all over the body of Lucas Stanley.
He has worked extremely hard.
And he's done so without a foul.
Yeah, he's done a great job.
Inbound to Cornelli. Fort Cherry has Tyler Wolf on the floor as well. Cornelli to Sig. Dribble handoff to Grace. Grace has Eckert in his face. Grace to the paint. Scoop up and in.
Beautiful drive by Gavin Grace.
12-10. 30 seconds to play in the opening period. Eckert off to Thompson. Started one way, now back. Give it to Eckert. Sig has him covered. High screen set by Stanley. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. This is a little handoff play here. Thompson and Eckert back and forth. Down to 12 seconds left. Boy, Stanley keeps moving out on that screen. Takes a pass. Steps back to a three ball and hits it.
Wow.
Lucas Stanley is going to end the quarter. Unless this goes from three quarters of the court, it will not. Union 15, Fort Cherry 10 after 1. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
15-10, the buzzer beater by a couple of seconds for Stanley. The Rangers take the ball to start the second quarter. Sig with a dribble drive, won't go, tried to reverse it, but Shane Cornelli with a putback. Eckert inside the elbow, hits the deuce. 17-12, Union with the lead. Cherry picking down the other end. Shot well off the mark by Evan Rogers. And a rebound cleared by Jordan Kelly. Rangers got the fast break they wanted, but couldn't cash it in. By the way, the Eckert bucket there inside the elbow. His first points of the game. Top three ball. Eckert off the iron. Won't go. Sig tipped the rebound. It's caught underneath by Stanley. And he scores. He's in double digits.
He's got 11. You've got to block him out.
Rogers to Cornelli, turns, has a body in his face. Cornelli to the hoop and a foul call. Free throws coming. 7:01 to play, opening quarter. Union 19, Fort Cherry 12, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Shane Cornelli hits both free throws on the Jordan Kelly foul. 19-14, Scotty's plus five. Stanley with the ball. Ryan Huey is checked back into the game. Ball near side. Aiden Booker launches a three. Perfect. 22-14, Union plus eight. Nearly a steal, and the ball tipped, kept alive. Stanley's going to the hoop, and he is fouled hard from behind by Evan Rogers. Just a common foul. Will be free throws coming here. Just make sure of that.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything there, Bob. He just kind of fell hard on his own. One of the things you have to do against this team is you cannot turn it over versus the Preps.
First foul shot good. Stanley, an 83% free throw shooter.
He's not going to miss many.
Second shot also good.
He's 4 for 4, I believe, isn't he? Or
he has stood at that line and done that a bunch.
Yes.
Matt Sigg, free throw line jumper won't go. Cornally put back won't go either, but he is fouled.
Nice job by Cornally that time on the second effort, Bob.
Aiden Booker guilty of the foul, his first, team's second of the quarter, and Matt Sigg at the free throw line to shoot a couple. Rangers without Blake Sweeter all year long, football shoulder injury. Lately without 6'5 senior Jack Kitzmiller with an ankle injury. Cornally misses the first and the second. Rebound cleared by Jordan Kelly. Jane Cornally, 1 for 3 at the line. I'm sorry, 1 for 4 at the line. No, 3 for 4. I'll get it right. For those that want it that way, I'll get it right. Jordan Kelly backs out to the volleyball 10-foot line. Has Eckert to his left, Booker to the right, and now the ball into the hands of Stanley, Eckert, and Maddox Thompson, who's back on the floor. The ball, Booker, launch another three. This one's off the iron. Stanley rebounds. He is tied up, muscles his way out of there, and it's going to be a Fort Cherry foul on the floor. This one's going to be Ryan Huey, guilty of his first. Team second in the quarter. Checking back in is Evan Rogers. And coming out will be Tyler Wolf. 24-14, largest lead of the game for Union. Stanley, Huey on him. Screen gets him off. Shot partially blocked. Loose ball inside. Grabbed down low by Kelly. His shot off the window won't go. Booker rebounds. He goes back up and scores.
Booker has given them some quality minutes off the bench, Bob, as well as some scoring. That's 5 points for him.
Five in this quarter. Rangers turn it over. Hustle pass by Matt Sigg over the shoulder. Throw back behind him. And just too many offensive boards for the Union. Multiple looks at the basket that time. They get the partial block on the Stanley shot, but then get two offensive rebounds.
Well, you give a team a second, a third, and a fourth opportunity, you know they're going to score, Bob, or draw a foul.
26-14, Union leads, 5:20 to play, second quarter.
Sixth turnover for Fort Cherry already in this game, early in the second.
Sophomore Zach Rich into the ball game. Eckert across to Kelly now. Rich trying to break free. Gavin Gray stays right with him. Ball goes to Booker. Kelly, Rich goes through at the low block now. Stanley directing traffic, sends Booker to the low block. Now he'll pop out, take the pass. Cornally comes out with him. Stanley takes a feed across the top of the key. Take it to Eckert. Rich pump fake, ball knocked loose by Grace, and Rich takes it into the paint. That shot partially blocked, gets over top of Cornally, tries to find somewhere to go with it, finds Gavin Grace, lost it, ball down his leg, able to catch it, take it to the paint, shot swatted out of bounds, but a foul called. 4:35 to play, first half, Union 26, Fort Cherry 14, back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Couple of substitutions for Union, including Swayze Reichert into the game for the first time. That foul was called on Aiden Booker, his second, team's third. Rangers get 1 of 2 at the free throw line out of Gavin Grace. Cherry leaving points at the stripe. 4:20 to play, first half. Eckert, three ball won't go. Rebound tipped around, grabbed by Reichert. misses the first. Dish it back across. Beautiful pass to Kelly for the deuce.
Yeah, they're just really beating them on the boards. The second and third shots.
Fort Cherry timeout. 4:04 to play. Second quarter. 28-15. Union leads. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
After the Fort Cherry timeout, the Rangers inbound in front court. Eventually out to Gavin Grace on the right wing. Entry pass to Huey. Ball knocked loose. Scramble thrown toward the baseline. Cornelli trying to get to the loose ball, and Stanley comes out with it eventually. But that play made by Swayze Riker. Across the paint pass, Thompson out to Stanley for three. It's good.
Boy, he's just such a good shooter, and he's a left-hander. And if you give him an inch, he just knocks it down.
31-15, Scotty's shot hard off the window by Gavin Grace. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Union. It'll be Fort Cherry ball at the baseline. I got to say, we certainly appreciate the Union students who found their way to their seats.
That's right.
You can actually see this action down low. Gavin Grace going to go back to the foul line and going to be the second foul on Jordan Kelly. Rangers not afraid to go in. No, check that. They charged that foul to Reichert. Reichert was there, but looked like they were pointing right at Jordan Kelly. Rangers are getting the opportunities at the line and
but not capitalizing here, Bob.
Just leaving point after point after point at the stripe.
Got to make those foul shots.
Oh. 4 of 10. Rebound. Ends up in Huey's hands. Finds Cornelli. Grace. Look to Sig. Grace penetrates. Lost the handle. Stanley ends up with it. Stanley pushed the issue. Hassled from behind. Tip the ball to far side. Eckert for three. That won't go. Riker with the rebound. Kick it back out. Stanley for three. Good.
Jeez. I don't know, Bob. He's a problem.
Stanley 19. Fort Cherry 15. Penetration by Cornelli. Can't get the left-hand shot to go. And here come the Scotties. Stanley slides to a stop near side. Lob it back up to Eckert in the midcourt circle. Stanley with Huey on him now. And again, this has been very physical. And now we get a foul. Going to be the third foul of the quarter charged to Fort Cherry. And Ryan Huey gets his second.
One of the things, Bob, when you have a scorer like him and he's got some size and he shoots it so well, is you cannot give him space. And he, with his offensive rebounds, he's been able to find some freedom. And that's when he's knocked those shots down on second attempts.
Kelly gets across the timeline, and Fort Cherry doesn't, or Union doesn't run the play that Mark Stanley wanted. Screams for a timeout. 2:22 to play, second quarter. 34-15 Union over Fort Cherry. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Work an inbound play. You get the ball across the timeline, immediately pick it up, and coach with a 19-point lead is screaming. And now a steal. Cornelli to the hoop, bucket, and a foul. And that's not going to go well for Jordan Kelly, who missed the play on the inbound.
And then he gave a bad pass up.
And then he gives a pass and gives up a foul. Cornelli with the lay-in.
Let's give Cornelli the credit there, Bob. I mean, he was able to anticipate the pass. Knocks down the foul shot as well.
34-18. 2:21 to play here in our first half. Jordan Kelly guilty of his second foul of the game, and that's now five on Union with 2:20 remaining here in this opening half. Eckert gets across the timeline. Kelly found his way to the bench. Jamel Mitchell back on the floor for the Scotties.
Well, he did pick up the second foul, but I think he was finding his way there regardless.
Mitchell out to Eckert. Backs into the midcourt circle. Crossover, get to Stanley. Huey fights through that screen after the handoff. 1:45 or thereabouts remaining in this opening half.
Jeez, grab the jersey, no call. They let him play, Bob.
Yeah, we have seen that in every game we've done this so far in the playoffs. Hand check foul going to be called. It's the fourth foul on Fort Cherry in the period. Gavin Grace called for his second foul.
Well, you wonder how much is too much to let go. I mean, this is a very physical game. Well, but every game we've watched has been like this.
We saw the other night. I mean, it was let him go. And then all of a sudden we were at a place where we should have had technicals both directions.
Yeah, I just think it's laxed on the part of the officials. I really do.
Yeah, this is the high school game, and that's been my argument for years. And now Ryan Huey steps up into the body of Stanley and picks up his third foul, and that will be foul shots coming.
Well, and I know Coach Bridge isn't happy with the call, but Bob, that was a foul.
Well, it's been a foul the whole game, both directions.
Exactly.
Stanley at the line, first shot good. He's got 20 points in the game already.
Yeah, and he averages 25, and he's making his way there. Has not missed from the line.
I have 6 for 6 for
yes.
Stanley at the stripe.
Exactly.
1:15 to play, second quarter. Gavin Grace deals left side to Ryan Sigg. To Grace, he'll put up a three that's well short. Rebound knocked loose at the low block. Stanley comes out, has his pocket picked by Grace. Nice screen by Cornelli to get Grace to the hoop.
Yeah, that screen really helped.
Stanley. Catch, turn around, bury a three, nothing but net.
Well, what is it that they haven't figured out that you cannot give him space?
39-19, Union plus 20. Jump pass, Cornelli around to Grace. He'll penetrate, scoop it up, lay it in. 39-22. Well, look now, but Grace has it. Goes cross court to Maddox Thompson. And now to Eckert. Eckert. Had an opening for a moment. Sig quickly closed that off and made Eckert change his mind. Pick up the dribble, hand off to Thompson. Sig switches off with Evan Rogers there to guard. Thompson still on the dribble, give it to Stanley. Grace out on him. Grace reaches around. Shot put up by Stanley, who flops to the floor. His shot won't go. Outlet looking for Cornelli. Catch it, scramble at the floor, and the buzzer sounds ending the half. 39-21 Union after two quarters. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation.
With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
And we're going to get a couple of checks here. Our on-screen scoreboard says 21. The scoreboard here in the gym says 21. Tom, you and I both have 22.
Yeah, I don't know where the discrepancy is.
We differ, and I have Grace with 7, Sig with 5, and Cornally with 10. Okay, now we get 22 up on the board as well.
Well, you were right, buddy. You don't miss too many of those tricks.
I have a running score sheet here, and I'm like, wait, we had... It was 28-15 with 4:10 to play. Down the stretch, Fort Cherry got a lay-in and a free throw to make it 18. Got a two with a minute to go and the two with 38 seconds to go. That last bucket there by Gavin Grace. So I have 7 for Grace, 10 for Cornally, 5 for Matt Sig. On the other side, it is Lucas Stanley outscoring Fort Cherry by himself. Oh. Lucas Stanley has almost reached his season average at the half. He has 24 points, 4 three-pointers, perfect 6-for-6 at the foul line. Oh, and by the way, a couple of other regular field goals, just the, you know, the common two-point variety thereof, but he is all that he's been advertised, the 6'2 senior, putting on a show at 24. He doesn't need much room, as we saw the free throw circle jumper. Then when he is open, he knows it's going down. He just bang. He's heading back the other way to defend.
He is, Bob, but there are a couple of things that I look at it that have helped him. One, offensive rebounds. And so the defense is out of position. And so he gets the second or third opportunity. He's open. He knocks it down. The second thing is they have a shorter player watching him. So he can elevate over him. Maybe put a little taller player. I actually thought maybe Matt Sig might start out watching him. Maybe he'll go to him in the second half. But the problem for Fort Cherry has been their inability to match scoring. They just don't have the firepower to match Lucas Stanley alone. I mean, he's got 24 already. So you've got yourself a little bit of a dilemma down 17. Got to score, and you got to score in a hurry and get stops.
We're at the half, Union 39, Fort Cherry 22. The lead had gotten to 19 a couple of times at 34-15 and 39-20. Fort Cherry with small answers each time, but down 17 at the moment. Big challenge remains in the final 16 minutes. Great to be with you here tonight on the WJPA Sports Network, on WJPA FM, online at WJPA.com, NFHS Network. Our thanks to the folks here at Union Area School District, Kimney Bala and his tech staff with the big help for us tonight upon arrival, able to get a whole lot better look at tonight's game because of that assistance than what we would have had. And we ended up having to go on our own devices here because it's a device that we didn't have with us. We had one, but not two, and we got bailed out by the good folks here at Union up here in Lawrence County. We certainly appreciate that. At the half, 39-22, Union leading Fort Cherry, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments. And the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Rangers back on the floor, trying to find a way to figure this 10-foot rim off out.
Well, you know, Bob, it's got to be very frustrating when you played as hard as you've played to try to contain Lucas Stanley in the half court, and he still makes all these shots. I mean, that has to get – you have to almost be talking to yourself. I mean, he has made some very difficult shots, but the few times they have – given him any space at all, he's been able to knock down the perimeter three. And the other guys, what they've really surprised me is their offensive rebounding. That has probably hurt Fort Cherry more than anything in the game right now.
Oh, no question. Two and three looks at the basket each time. You know, the one trip, it really stands out. They partially blocked Stanley's shot to knock it short. It hit the rim and dropped on the strong side. Rebounded there. That put back was too strong, and rebounded on the weak side and put back in.
Yeah, and those types of things really, really make it difficult to make any kind of a run. I mean, but again, they're trying to play a different type of defense, and when you do that, you're going to be out of position. Rebounding can suffer, and it has on the defensive end for Fort Cherry. Well, they're going to have to find answers here.
You know, and Tom, on to that point, Not only is it that, but the decision to go small and try to defend that way, you don't have height at all. First of all, you don't have Kitzmiller at all. You lose 6'5" right there. But then when you're playing small and you're playing right up in people's faces, then you don't have somebody set up, you know, to guard the low block on both sides.
Well, and I don't like small against the size of Stanley at 6'2". I'd rather see someone a little taller so that when he does shoot it, the hand is up and really contesting.
Challenge for the Rangers. Ryan Huey's been great.
Oh, he has.
But he ended up with that foul that was called. It was a foul. The third one was a foul, but it was a foul when he did it in the first quarter and halfway through the second when it hadn't been called at all. And it was a foul when the Union players are chesting up against ball handlers down inside the low block and then reaching around and knocking the ball. Those are fouls. And this game has been allowed to be played very physical. And again, it's not just these three. It's been that way through the entire start of the playoffs that began on Thursday. We saw it in the prelims there, and we've seen it all the way through. And this is a high school game. It should not be this physical. 39-22 Union, second half start when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Scotty, start with the basketball. Stanley misses a three up the other end. Now Matt Sieg misses a three, and the rebound kicks clear out to Maddox Thompson. So apologize. Missed a split second of that action there for you. But with that split screen, those of you watching on the NFHS Network didn't miss a thing. We're not quite 40 seconds into this third quarter. Three ball for Thompson off the iron. Rebound down low. Battled for it and lost out of bounds. Jordan Kelly had it, but the Rangers knock it out of his hands, according to Aaron Mickens.
Yeah, and it looked like maybe Jordan Kelly hit that last, but up here it's hard to see.
Stanley goes high to take it. Huey all over him again. I mean all over. Kelly tried to force it pass inside. He was forced under the basket. That's pass stolen by Sig. Hustle back. Maddox Thompson knocks it out of the hands of Evan Rogers and out of bounds.
And I know Fort Cherry wants to play a little faster when they get the opportunity, but they have to capitalize on every opportunity here, Bob.
Cornally handoff to Rogers. Cornally ends up on his wallet. Three ball, Huey off the back of the rim. Rebound hit shot hit the rim twice, and that kept Cornally from getting a rebound that time. He was in position to grab that one.
You know, the other thing, Bob, only three players in the scoring column for Fort Cherry. I'm not sure those threes are the shots you want to take to try to get back into this game.
Cutter goes through. It's Mitchell. Ball to Eckert as Thompson, and now Mitchell comes out. Union will reset this, leading 39-22. Screen set hard by Stanley.
Tell me that's not a foul.
Oh, it is from behind. You can't set that pick. Stanley finds Mitchell with the elbow far side, bounce it back out to Eckert, and reset this.
Well, they can be deliberate, and that's one of the things that Coach Briggs was concerned about. They sometimes play at a slower pace.
Stanley gets open. Top of the key, three won't go. Eckert rebounds, reset it.
Offensive
Mitchell.
Rebounds, Bob, killing the Fort Cherry Rangers.
Thompson to the baseline to Kelly in the corner. Looked at the three, doesn't take it. Here go the Scotties. 5:50 to play in the third. 39-22, Union with the lead and the ball. And no hurry to go anywhere. If something quick pops open, they'll take it. But if not, they're going to wait until it does.
They're going to wear Fort Cherry out. I mean, they're playing so hard.
Eckert picks up his dribble, and Kelly comes out to midcourt to bail him out. Give it off to Mitchell. Down to 5.5 remaining. Pass to the far side. Kelly goes up and saves that errant throw by Mitchell. Kelly on the dribble. This is a 6'3 sophomore dribbling the ball.
Wow.
Union Scotties went to the WPIL semis a year ago. Ball knocked loose from Kelly this time. Thompson, entry to Mitchell. There's that easy thing. Mitchell missed it. Put back won't go. And a foul call. Free throws coming for Jamel Mitchell. 5:05 to play in the third. 39-22. Right where we were at the half. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Jamel Mitchell misses both foul shots, but Stanley rebounds the miss, feeds to the wing, misses a three ball. He's missed a couple of times now. Another look for the Scotties. Elbow jumper for Landon Eckert. Finds the range. He's got two field goals.
We've talked about it. Second and third opportunities. Their offensive rebound hurting the Rangers.
Sig steps into the paint. Pulls a jumper up short. Rebound tipped around. Sig got a hand on it, but it ends up in the hands of Jamel Mitchell. Ahead to Thompson. He muscles the shot up that won't go. Stanley rebounds that miss. Looks for a cutter. Feeds it into the paint. Sig with the steal. Bounce it hard off the window and score.
Nice finish by Sig that time.
And a timeout on the floor. 4:19 to play, third quarter, 41-24. Union with the lead back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on advanced orthopedics and rehabilitation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
41-24, Union leads almost halfway through the third quarter here in the 2A boys opening round. The 8-9 matchup, it has been mostly the 8 so far. The Scotties play a little delay here. And I'll tell you what. There's a clamoring for a shot clock, and I am diametrically opposed to such an idea. Three ball, Eckert, good.
I'm not sure how I feel sometimes. Normally, it doesn't take you that long to get a good shot.
Grace to Cornelli, steps back out of the three-point range. Sig will take the three and hit it.
Nice answer there by Matt Sig.
44-27, 3.5 to play. Score in the 1A girls opening round. The 7 seed West Greene almost doubling up number 10 Eden Christian, 37-19. They are at recess. Thompson off to Kelly and now to Mitchell. Around the perimeter. Kelly picks up his dribble. Long bounce pass. That's a dangerous move. And now a lob across the key. Cornelli able to steal it.
Oh,
the ball off the body of Kelly.
What a great play by Cornelli.
That's the second time Shane Cornelli has saved the ball off the body of Jordan Kelly and out of bounds.
Boy, is he sold out on that. He really hustled to the ball.
Sig will inbound up top. Rogers, Grace, Sig, dribble drive, and a forearm to the hip by Mitchell. It'll be his third foul.
Well, what's interesting is it was not a hard foul, and they call that,
well,
and won't call the others.
The reason was the displacement. He bumped Sig, probably a foot and a half toward the baseline, and that's why, the displacement. That's a foul you have to call. Scramble for the loose ball, last touch by the Rangers, Tyler Wolf. And I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. The reason why that call happened, not the amount of physicality, but the movement of the ball handler. And you got to call it. Entry pass. Mitchell back out. Eckert has help to his right. That's Stanley. Working to the far side to Thompson. Get it inside to Mitchell. Kelly somehow down the lane, left alone, and scores.
Well, and that's because of the defense they're playing. They're zoning with two and man on man with three.
Sig finds a cutter. Cornelli, and he is fouled. And Jordan Kelly going to pick up his third foul, I think, to hack down across the arms. It is indeed foul number 3, second on Union in the period. Coach Mark Stanley saying, hey, you got to call that over here. Like, okay.
Well,
we agree, but it's not happening.
Been saying that, but not going to happen.
Shane Cornelli back at the foul line had hit 4 of 5, and now first shot here is good. Second free throw rattles hard off the iron, no good. Cornelli with the 11 points in the game on my tally. 46-28, Scotty's in front. Eckert done a nice job up top running the offense. Bring it to Stanley, who's double teamed now. And a timeout called by the Scotties. 2:02 to play, third quarter, 46-28 Union. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Player trapped in the near corner after the long pass, and Lucas Stanley unable to get out of that double team. And coach and dad says, let's use a timeout. We have four left, so timeout.
That time they played a straight-up zone. I'm not so sure they shouldn't stay with what little – obviously you have to extend on his side, but, you know, Stanley's missed four in a row.
Thompson to Stanley, cross to Eckert, looked at a baseline to Kelly, comes back across to Thompson, to Mitchell, and going to be a hand slap foul going to be called on Matt Sieg. And across the arm, well, they say grab, okay. I'm probably a little late getting to see that whole thing, but, definitely contact on the arm, no question.
Yeah, that was an easy one to see.
Eckert lobs it into the corner. That pass just gets through to Stanley's. Cornelli almost picked it off. Now Stanley will bring it back completely the width of the court. Back across. Eckert to Stanley. Three ball won't go. Foul on the shooter. And three foul shots coming for Lucas Stanley. 90 seconds to play, third quarter. 46-28 Union. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Young man certainly does not take long to take three free throws.
No, he made all three. He has not missed a foul shot tonight.
9 for 9. I'm going to grab my sheet here. Foul called on the Scotties. Jordan Kelly gets his fourth.
That is correct.
It has not been a banner night for Jordan Kelly. He's got 8 points in the game, but also forced Coach Stanley to use his first timeout. And then took allowed a bad pass to get over top of him, and then fouled the guy that stole it.
Yeah, he went in the doghouse, and now he's out of it.
1:21 to play in the third. Two free throws for Matt Sieg. I have Sieg now with a dozen points in the game. 1:15 and counting. Steal by the Rangers.
Not sure. Quick
pass and a throwaway. Cornelli threw the ball right to Stanley. Trying to get it ahead, looking for Rogers, but did not see Stanley clearly. Eckert to the baseline to Booker. Step around the defender, put it off the back rim. Cornelli rebounds the miss. Cornelli steps around Stanley, high off the window for two.
That's a really nice shot by Cornelli.
49-32. Arms length, Union pass cross, tipped away by Sieg, controlled by Gavin Grace. Sieg trails the party, steps to get by Mitchell, right side to Cornelli. Quick first step into the double team, off the window, good.
Boy, he literally went right through them.
Fifteen seconds to play in the quarter, 49-34, Fort Cherry. Run here to get back to within 15. Eckert looking inside to Booker. Can't go there. Eckert, open three. 2 seconds to go. It's good. Landon Eckert says, here's your run. 52-34. End of three quarters. Union with the lead. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowners insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely she about it. What he posts, more than likely he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Union Scotties outscoring Fort Cherry 15-10, 24-12, and 13-12. Rangers made a little bit of a run, a 6-0 run, but three foul shots on a by Stanley ahead of that, and another buzzer beater by Landon Eckert this time to close the quarter and wipe that six-point run out both sides. So 6-6 on the last 12 points scored. Fort Cherry with the ball to begin the fourth. In the paint, Gavin Grace can't get the jumper to go. Evan Rogers, my apologies. And now Rogers going to be guilty for a foul down across the arm. His first, team's first in the quarter. Nearly a third of Washington Green County teams that made the playoffs are going to be in action tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a big day tomorrow.
Huge schedule. We'll have a couple of games on the network for you. We'll talk about that in our post game. 30 seconds gone here in the fourth. Ball into the hands of Maddox Thompson. And now Lucas Stanley trying to chest up against Ryan Huey, who sat most of that third quarter with his fourth foul. Eckert now can't get rid of the defender, Gavin Grace. Thompson now to Stanley. That pass bounced off his chest and going to be an offensive foul called. Maddox Thompson going to get called for the foul.
Well, they've got a lot of points to make up here. Down 18. Got to get one now.
7 minutes left in the ball game. Gavin Grace with a head fake may have walked. Three ball, Huey near side off the front iron, won't go. Rebound, put back, won't go for Cornally, but he's going to end up at the free throw line to shoot a couple, and Maddox Thompson gets his second foul in this quarter.
Yeah, back to back almost. I'll tell you what, Cornally has done an admirable job in there. Plays so hard, Bob. I have Fort Cherry 8 out of 16. You may be close to where I am. Got the second one.
One of two on this trip. I'm going to go with maybe 10 of 17. How about that?
Close enough.
Stanley took a run, tried to get the continuation. They're going to let him go to the foul line. This foul on Matt Sigg. His second, team second as well. And Lucas Stanley, 9 for 9 at the strike.
What are the chances he misses?
Not very good.
28 points, and he's perfect from the line. 10 for 10. Make it 11.
54-35 the count. Stanley, I have with 29 points on the evening. Grace, kick it to the corner, double dribble. Rangers got away with that. And try to force a pass down low, intended for Rogers. Too well blocked and stolen by the Scotties. Kelly spinorama. Shot swatted off the window, but caught by Mitchell and put back in.
Well, again, Bob, another example of how often they've gotten the second shot to go.
I mentioned the 11 foul shots tonight for Lucas Stanley. That gives him 129 on the year. Three ball for Gavin Grace finds the bottom of the net from the inside, which is something important to indicate. Foul in the midcourt area. And Eugene Briggs probably going to have a chat with the game officials, and that's five on Ryan Huey. And Eugene Briggs objecting to the dribble with the forearm into the body of Huey, and that's he's asking for that not to it's not going to change.
Well, no. But I would appreciate, as I'm sure Coach Briggs did, the referee coming over and talking with him about that, explaining what he had seen. Good piece of officiating there, I thought.
Three fouls on Fort Cherry here in the fourth quarter, and with that, Ryan Huey fouls out. Pressure in backcourt. Kelly going to get it across the timeline. Give it off to Lucas Stanley. Stanley has 29 tonight. He no longer is leading the Rangers by himself.
No.
Maddox Thompson covered up high.
And this is going to sound silly, but the Rangers have done a nice job on him. He's just that good.
Landon Tranofsky in on the substitution. Steal by Cornally. Lay it in.
Cornally, what an effort. He plays so hard, Bob.
Cornally with 18 points on the evening. Stanley, a little trouble right at midcourt. Pass ahead to Mitchell was tipped. And a pass across the paint is tipped as well, but Evan Rogers couldn't keep it in bounds. You see the steal by Cornally. Mitchell trying to chase, and we're going to get a timeout. 4:57 to play. Fourth quarter, 56-40. Union back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. .457 to play in the fourth. Eugene Briggs has used his third timeout. This a 30-second call.
Well, and I think you'll see him use all of them. You can't take them with you tonight. And he's trying everything he has in his deck of cards, but this team has been very effective against them.
Stanley to feed it inbound. He got the ball to Thompson. He is chased by Tranofsky and shoves him. They're going to let that play go all the way to the basket. Tranofsky probably fouled him out around the three-point line, maybe just inside the three-point line. Had to be at least two more steps taken, and that's what Eugene Briggs is objecting
right,
to.
Exactly.
First bucket of the game for Maddox Thompson, and he converts the old-fashioned three-point play to make it 59-40, a 19-point lead once again for the Scotties. Grace looked at a three, didn't take that. Mitchell blocks the shot inside, and then the ball taken away. Shot won't go. Mitchell keeps it alive. Ball comes out to the free throw line, and it's grabbed by Stanley. Blocked from behind. Good hustle back by Tranofsky to block the shot, but is going to be called for a foul.
Yeah, you could hear the reaction of the fans. I mean, wasn't a hard foul. Was in the play, in the action. Got him across the arm. So he'll shoot two more, chances are, and he'll make two more.
And again, 83% coming in. That one goes through, gives him 30 points, and 12 for 12 at the stripe.
Yeah, quite a night.
Second shot also good. 61-40. Union in the lead. 3-ball near side for the Rangers, taken by Evan Rogers. That won't go. Rebound tip. Cornally knocks it toward the baseline. Sig ends up with a loose ball and hits a triple.
Sig's had a really nice game too tonight. He's played extremely hard. Scored some points here.
Stanley double team down the lane. Wrap a pass inside to Mitchell. Back to Stanley. Now Eckert for three. That's off the rim. Rebound kept alive by Mitchell. Back out. Stanley catch and hit a three.
Wow.
34 on the night. 21-point lead for the Scotties. 64-43. Gavin Grace can't get the floater to go. Cornally comes over the back of a defender. Gets the rebound. Hands it off. Shot won't go. Cornally rebounds. And Lucas Stanley fouls him hard down across the arms. 3:38 to play in the fourth. 64-43. Union in the lead. Back on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Shane Cornally misses both foul shots. Scotties get the rebound of the miss, and Cornally fouls Jordan Kelly. We've talked about Lucas Stanley, who's hit all 13 of his free throws tonight. Shane Cornally has taken 11 and hit just 6.
Yeah, when you have a weapon like that, if you're not making field goals, go get fouled. Make free throws. All those points count. They add up.
Jordan Kelly at the line misses the first, misses the second. Stanley tips the rebound. Lob it back across. Eckert steps into a long three. It's off the rim. Long rebound comes out to Evan Rogers on the wing. Sig will bring it to the top of the key. Crossover by Cornally. Kick it back out. Grace for three. Well, short rebound smacked by Mitchell, and it goes to Jordan Kelly. And Cornally going to get called for another foul. And I'm just thinking maybe Shane Cornally might want to take the early exit.
Well, I think there's a little frustration involved in some of those fouls too. And I see some exhaustion on the part of the Fort Cherry players. I mean, they've played hard, and they're tired.
Jordan Kelly back to the line, a 50% foul shooter on the year. And gets one to go here. He's one for three here in the last moment or so. 65-43, Union in front. Scotties powering their way to the quarterfinals and back to the state playoffs. Both foul shots hit by Kelly. Timeout for Cherry. 3:10 to play in the fourth. 66-43, Scotties over the Rangers, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Fort Cherry basketball season a year ago kept running into a school named Aliquippa. WPIO quarters, PIAA semifinals. That will not be the case this year. Aliquippa into the 3A bracket, but the Rangers are going to bow out in the opening round of the WPIO bracket this year. Shot taken from the far side won't go. Cherry picking. Lucas Stanley behind everybody and scores. He's got 36. Dribble is cut off. Back into the corner. Cornally's shot won't go. Rebound for Thompson. Cornally hassles on the outlet, and Cornally a late push and going to get called for a foul. Nope, check that. Going to charge it to Evan Rogers. That'll be his third. Two shots at the other end for Maddox Thompson.
Well, it's all but academic at this point, Bob. A little bit too much offensive firepower and offensive rebounding has really hurt Fort Cherry's effort here tonight.
Maddox Thompson, a 23% free throw shooter. Wow, got the first earlier on a three-point play, but misses the first here, gets one of two.
That's hard to believe. He's 23%.
69-43, the lead now 26. Shot up by Cornally won't go. Kelly rebounds, and Cornally tripped him. And Kelly going to go the other end of the floor and shoot foul shots. Four fouls on Shane Cornally. Jordan Kelly going to the line. He's hit just two of four. That's right at his 50% season average. Kelly with 10 points tonight, though. two makes here can double his season scoring average.
Well, that's the thing. They've gotten points out of players not expecting to score. Fort Cherry only has three players in the scoring column.
Landon Eckert has checked out of the game. Zion Waters on the floor. Rebound comes clear up the lane. And Lucas Stanley grabs it. 2:20 to play on the dribble. It's Waters. Give it off to Kelly and right back to Waters. Looks entry, goes across the court to Stanley. Catch and shoot a three. It's off the rim. Rebound Mitchell. Put back won't go. He had to take that shot with only one hand.
Now they grabbed his other hand and it was no call.
Cornelli lost his balance at the low block. His shot won't go. Mitchell rebounds the miss. Kelly, double team. Jump it across to Mitchell and now to Stanley. Stanley to the volleyball 10-foot line and sideline. Yeah. Stanley going to park it on his hip for a moment. Bring it to Waters. Double team. Cornelli avoids the foul there. Pass the ball deflected and knocked out of bounds. And going to be ruled last touch by Mitchell. Fort Cherry has Jonah Fender on the floor. One of the Ranger seniors checked in here at the last stoppage. And Lucas Stanley going to check out with 36 points on the night.
Well, I'm glad because I've run out of space for him in terms of where to put his points.
That's what that blank line is for.
Yeah, I know.
Cornelli has the ball knocked loose inside by Aiden Booker. Scramble for it. We're going to get a held ball. And possession arrow belongs to Union. 1:26 remaining in the ball game. Swayze Riker will check in. Jamel Mitchell will get a seat.
Well, I know this is the end for Fort Cherry, but you know they've dealt with injuries and players injured.
Matt Sig with a steal, and he takes it to the house.
Still playing hard. You got to admire that much.
First points for Fort Cherry in almost 3 minutes. Kelly dribbles through a double team, and now Sig late chasing the party. Almost ran Kelly over, but the ball out of his hands. Rangers now will back a little bit off. They're not going to let anything go clean to the basket, that's for sure. Pass comes near side. It'll be Booker. Take it to Kelly in the midcourt. Guarded by Sig. Now double team from Cornelli comes. Booker steps around. Passes it across. Sig tips it. And a ball nicely played by Kelly. They're going to say it hit the sideline and before it hit Matt Sig. Sig actually ended up in the stands. And nice handshake there from that fan right there beside him right now. He ended up in that gentleman's lap and able to nice handshake. Good sportsmanship shown there.
Well, I don't know if they understand what an athlete this young man is. I mean, he picked that ball off. You throw anything near him, he'll get it.
Lobbed to Cornelli. Lost the handle. Saved there by Jonah Fender. And Fender is fouled and will shoot a couple at the foul line. Yeah, you may have indeed touched a future Major League Baseball player or NFL player. Yeah,
absolutely.
Fender at the line misses the first. Looking to get in the score column in his final game. That won't go. Cornelli rebound, or rather, Sig rebounds. Or no
Cornelli.
Right. Cornelli rebounds and misses that. And he is fouled.
I don't know what you have, but I have 10 for 21 from the line for Fort Cherry.
I'm somewhere in that range.
Okay, another miss.
Cornelli misses here with 40 seconds to play. 70-45, Union with the lead.
Not that it would have made a huge difference, but certainly would have helped the cause a little bit.
Cornelli misses that one. Rebound for Sig. Three ball in flight. In and out by Evan Rogers. Rebound Cornelli. Put back and a foul to go with it.
Keep working. He just keeps working, doesn't he, Bob?
20 points for Shane Cornelli. And another Fort Cherry free throw. I have 10 of 23 at the moment.
That's exactly what I have.
Now a discussion here at the scorers table. I'm not sure
what that could possibly be about.
The official score called the officials over. They're going to adjust the clock. It's a timing issue. Going to take the clock down to 34 seconds, not 27. Free throw won't go. And I'm not sure the score's right either.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is either,
I have
Bob.
46. Board has 47. Cross-court pass stolen. Fender get it ahead to Cornally. Lay-in won't go. Rebound put back for Sig. Won't go. Fender's put back won't go. Ball kept alive by Fender. It's going to end up in the hands of Evan Rogers. Three ball up top for Gavin Grace. It's an air ball catch put back for Cornally. And somewhere in there, he finishes the game with 22 points. And I've got a count of 48, but the game is over. And as is the Fort Cherry season, a month shy of what it was a year ago. And we'll talk about all that in our post-game show. We're at the end of the ball game. Union 70. Scoreboard says 49. We'll go with that here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
A lot of firepower, and the Rangers tried to slow that down and did not have that success, and it gave up other things as we talked the offensive boards for Union and the scoring ability of Lucas Stanley.
Yeah, 36 tonight. Made every free throw he shot, and an 83% shooter from the line. But you know, I'm going to give Fort Cherry a lot of credit how hard they played. But firepower was the difference. I mean, they only had three players in the scoring column, Bob. And you just have to have other contributions. But, you know, they never stopped playing. I'll give them that credit. But they just got out-rebounded on the boards all night long. And the differential was disheartening because they get the stop initially, give up the second, the third, and eventually Union would score.
Yeah, and I mean, probably that first half sequence where we saw the Rangers partially block Stanley's three-point shot, left it short, hit the iron, dropped to the strong side, right into the hands of a Union player. The shot put up was too strong, came clear across to the weak side, another offensive board, and that put back. You know, you get a block shot, you can't give up points, especially when they get two more cracks at it.
Well, and I think part of that happened because of the defense they were playing. You're playing a special or junk defense at times. You're not in great rebounding position, and that happens. Even when you play a zone sometimes, you're not blocking people out, and they get those second and third opportunities.
One final score on the girls' side that we have so far. North Catholic, a comfortable win against Mount Pleasant, 62-23. Our score so far, the only boys' final, and I've checked my scoring total, and so I'm going to go with the 49. 70-49 is going to be our score in favor of the Union Scotties. I do not believe any other boys' games have been posted as final as of yet. We'll break down the quarter scoring, check some individual numbers for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
And just as we went to the break, I did get another final score of interest here in the Lawrence County area. Neshanic, the Section 4 champion and the number 4 seed in this bracket, 56-44 winner over Winchester Thurston. We have a third quarter score, late third quarter, maybe fourth quarter now. Chartiers Houston 44, Shenango 29. We are going to get a chance here. Let me climb up here and get my little gizmo here and get our friend Eugene Briggs in here. That's too much firepower from Lucas Stanley tonight.
Well, I sort of see that the other way around. You know, the first 5 minutes of the game, we played it the right way. Our lack of offense, we took him away early on. Then we needed to speed it up so we could score because we can't really shoot from the outside. Once we speeded the game up, we lost track of him, and he got some easy touches. Because Ryan Huey was in his grill, did a really, really tremendous job defensively. But like you say, once they got in the open, before he got clean looks, nothing but net.
Huey got his third foul in that second quarter. It was an action that had been going on the whole game. Is that what you said to the officials? Like, that hasn't been a foul all night?
Yeah, it's the playoffs, and you let the game physical, but there was a couple handshake calls with, you know, all the physical play. I didn't think that was just, I mean, that's not why we lose a game. No. But, you know, at that point when it's kind of a tight game, you hate seeing it because he was taking him away, doing a great job. Once he gets his couple handshakes, now he's like, what am I doing wrong, coach?
Yeah.
I'm saying, you're not doing anything wrong. You're playing the way you normally play. But, again, if we're making buckets, then things are different. You know.
Talk about how this is different. I mean, you're done a month earlier than you were a year ago. You know, obviously, no Sweeter, no Kitzmiller. And that hurts. I mean, it clearly hurts. You don't have a 6'5 guy in there swatting stuff away tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to blame it on that. But, obviously, you go the whole season without Blake, who's our best outside shooter, our best perimeter player this year would have been, you know. So you're probably losing 15, 18 points a game right there as an outside player. And now you can rotate some people just to play defense instead of having two or three guys playing defense and getting all your points from Shane, you know.
We had this conversation last year at wherever we were when it ended in the state semifinals against Aliquippa. You know, when you looked, you had great hopes for this year to make I don't think you said a similar run that deep, but certainly a nice run in the playoffs this year, expecting people to be there. Talk about now. You got a couple of kids you're going to lose who graduate, but you got some quality coming back.
Yeah, there's some quality coming back. And, yeah, I expected a lot out of this group because the reality is there was four starters back. But then you end up with actually two starters back. You know, and again, a very quality player in Blake and a very quality defender in Jack in there. That, you take that length out of there, negate some of the putbacks. Because early on what we were getting, we took him away, then they got some putbacks. So it's just, you know, they're a very good team. He's a good player. A little bit more offense, and, you know, we could have stayed in with what we were doing.
Eugene, thank you. You've always been great, coach. Win or loss, you've always been right there to come and chat with us, and we certainly appreciate
you owe
that.
It to the players. I mean, you have to tip their hats. You're 2-6, and you turn this thing around, and you put yourself into being a number 9 seed. I mean, not many groups would do that.
They play very hard, Gene. That's a credit to you and your
Even
staff.
Even all the way to the end of the game, they were still making plays. So.
Indeed.
And thank you guys for broadcasting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fort Cherry head coach Eugene Briggs. Union outscoring the Fort Cherry Rangers in every quarter, 15-10 in the first, 24-12 in the second to lead 39-22. Pretty even game in that third quarter. It closed with a six-point swing each way. And 13-12 Union, and then 18-15. But the game really decided in that second quarter when Union doubled up Fort Cherry 24-12. Lucas Stanley finishes the night with 36 points, one of three double-digit scorers for the Scottish. Jordan Kelly with 11. Landon Eckert had 10. I have Union at 18 of 24 at the foul line tonight, including 13 for 13. For Lucas Stanley. Improving, get this, he came in with 118 free throws and was hitting 83%. That percentage went up.
Oh, I think
tonight.
So.
I mean, it's hard to improve an 83% scoring percentage.
It really
and it
is.
Did. It went up, and so did his season scoring average. He came in averaging 25, scored 36 tonight. On the Fort Cherry side, I have Shane Cornelli with 22, Matt Sigg 17, Gavin Grace with 10. Those are the only players in the scorebook for Fort Cherry tonight, and the Rangers were 10 for 24. Time to recognize our player of the game. You'll have to think a long time on this one. Brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And we get another girls' final score. Blackhawk, the one seed in 4A girls, a 60-12 win. Also, St. Joseph, 61-13, the six seed St. Joseph over Sewickley Academy. About 2 minutes left to play at the Fieldhouse in Meadowlands. Chartiers Houston up 47-35. Our thanks to the friends at Lawrence County Sports Network and NFHS Network. Our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, should be no surprise whatsoever. One of a bunch of three-pointers tonight, that one in the fourth quarter. And Lucas Stanley, 36 points, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trays tonight, 13 for 13 at the foul line. And he didn't need much room or much time and even handled it, getting contact, able to put the ball in the hole. Lucas Stanley, our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our coverage of tonight's WPIL playoff game has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on waschjeff.edu. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Fort Cherry bows out. Chartiers Houston looks like they're going to continue leading late in their 7-10 matchup. And if they hold on and win that game, they'll also advance to the state tournament as well. Top eight in this bracket advance. And the West Green girls are winners tonight, 59-29, beating the 10-seed Eden Christian. So it'll be West Green and Geibel in Thursday's quarterfinal rounds at site and time yet to be announced. Top six 1A girls teams make it. So West Green at least has played themselves into a chance to have two chances to win one to make the state playoffs as well. Tomorrow we feature an in-county 2A girls matchup as the Fort Cherry Rangers girls host California on WJPA AM, and a 5A boys first round game as Peters Township entertains Penn Hills on WJPA FM, and all of that presented by the Observer Reporter. Thanks to both head coaches, Eugene Briggs and Mark Stanley, to AD Kim Nibala, the technical folks here, and the entire crew at Union Area, and our colleague James Dotson at the Lawrence County Network. From my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Jason Tennant, Noah Tennant, Brett Gombito on camera, and our producer Bill Chapo, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 2A boys basketball first round, your final score, Union 70, Fort Cherry 49. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.